Hi, this is a dictation for Eric Sanford. E-R-I-C-S-A-N-F-O-R-D. Date of birth is 6/30/93. Date of accident is 9/6/2022. And date of service is 9/23/2022. Eric Sanford is being seen for a new patient visit after the accident today on 9/23/2022. The accident occurred on 9/6/2022. Chief complaints are that the right leg has been hurting, especially the right knee, along with pain in the right elbow, right wrist, and lower back pain. The pain in the neck is now not present anymore, and headache is also not present. For last 1 week, he has had no headaches, but dizziness is present. History of the automobile accident is described as follows. On 9/6/2022, at around 1 o'clock in the morning, the patient was driving and his son, Emery, was traveling in the car. He was a 6-year-old in the rear seat on the right side and in the bus seat belted. Here, he was also restrained and airbags were deployed in this accident. He was traveling in a Chevy Tahoe 2007 model. The accident occurred on West Outer Drive near Detroit Lodge Freeway, crossing over Service Drive. The accident occurred like this. The patient described that he was going to the outer drive on a green light, and there are two lights, first and second light for the green light. They were all green. When he was progressing, he was T-boned on the passenger side by another car that was carrying like CTS. The impact caused a lot of damage. However, the other car didn't stop, and the guy was drunk and was later on found and placed in jail. The airbags were all deployed. There was no loss of consciousness, no hit-and-run accident. The police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. The patient was taken to the hospital via ambulance or helicopter. The damage to the car is reported to be on the front end. Hood is broken. Tires and axles are broken. Engine is broken. And seat belt, headrest, steering wheel are all okay. They were not broken. The impact of the accident caused some element of head injury and bleeding from the forehead. He had a laceration and the forehead, but he cannot remember if stitches were put on or not. The history of presenting illness patient reports that there is he denies any headaches and no symptoms of TBI are reported. He absolutely denies any dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ears, and there is no history of loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, or any confusion, disorientation. No history of any loss of memory, vision problem like blurred vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field. No nausea, vomiting, and no incontinence of the urine bowel are reported. And patient has pain in the neck, which is reported to be absent at this time. And for last 3 weeks, patient has not had any pain in the neck. Pain in the right elbow is reported to be present at 4 on a scale of 1 to 10 with both the medial lateral epicondyles are tender. Pain in the right hand is reported to be 8, which is very painful, especially at the base of the metacarpals. And he cannot work. He has got a lot of numbness, tingling in all the fingers. And the right knee pain is around 2 to 3. He can walk only up to 2 or 3 blocks. And he is not using any cane, but he cannot stand for too long or sit for too long. Sleep is okay. Pain in the lower back is reported to be between 3 and 6 without any radiation to the buttocks or the leg below. No radiation. Neck pain is also not radiating to any upper arm. The pains are described to be present several times a day as sobbing sharp, and they are intensities from 2 to 6. The ADLs are affected 5 on a scale of 1 to 10. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by standing and improved by sitting. So far, patient reports having had X-rays done and a CT scan at the hospital when he went. Numbness and tingling, pins and needle are reported nowhere, and there is no muscle weakness or bowel incontinence. So, history of the past treatment, patient reports on 9/5/2022. On the day of accident, he went to the Sinai Grace Hospital emergency room by the ambulance, where he was there for 7 hours. X-ray of the head was done. CT scan of the brain was negative. He did have a laceration of the forehead, which was glued and ibuprofen and injections are provided on the day of accident. Since then, he has been taking Motrin at home and resting and heat treatment, but he has not seen any therapist, doctors, or any injection treatment or surgical treatment. Past medical history is completely negative. Past surgical history is negative. Past allergies, none. Medical allergies. Family history. Patient is, mother is alive and has no medical problems. Father, he died. And siblings of one brother, two sisters, and he has got learning disability and relationships. Status, patient is single and is living with his son, six other kids are there, six other people with his mom and sister. And employment status, patient is employed full-time. He works as an electrician and is having a difficult time to do a regular job. He usually lifts 30 pounds and 30 to 50 pounds pulling all the wires. Legal history, patient has retained a JC Auto Law as their attorney. And alcohol, in a personal history, patient does drink socially, does smoke occasionally, and does use marijuana occasionally. Further, patient has anxiety problem but denies any depression, mood problem, sleep problem, and denies any suicidal thought or homicidal thought. I have not described the ADLs. The patient reports that the ADLs are affected as follows. The running is affected 10, standing is affected 8, doing yard work is affected 8, vacuuming and cooking in the kitchen is affected 7. Physical examination, this is a 29-year-old African-American male of a good-built, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious with no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Hydration is good, attitude is good, dress is good, demeanor is good, and there are no acute distress, shortness of breath, severe pain, face is present, no severe anxiety or lethargy is present, and the patient is able to walk well without using any cane, and gait is normal. Rest of the exam is from the template, including neurological examination. Gait is normal. Musculature examination is normal. Musculoskeletal examination, the inspection and palpation is completely normal. Spine tenderness, none is present. Paravertebral muscle spasm is present only in L1 to L5 area, with the paraspinal muscles being in spasm, but no tenderness is present, no hypertonicity is present. And range of motion of the cervical spine is limited to falling. Forward flexion is 40, extension is 50, bilateral side flexion is 40, and bilateral rotation is 50. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 10, and bilateral rotation is 25. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Perling sign is positive, Lerman test is positive, dissection test is positive, Sotal test is negative. In the thoracic spine, Bruce test and Slump test are negative. In the lumbar spine, Budzinski-Kernick test negative, straight leg raising test was found positive bilaterally, contralateral leg raise test is positive, Breger test positive, Kemp test is positive, Debilski sign is negative. Sacroiliac joint mild tenderness is noticed for the patient bilaterally on the sacroiliac joint with standing flexion test being positive, iliac compression test positive, dissection test positive, Faber test positive, Gunsman test is positive, Trendelberg sign is negative. In the extremities examination, except for the right elbow and right hand and wrist, rest of the exam is completely normal. All the extremities, please use the template. The examination of the right elbow shows that there is a range of motions are normal, but there is a tenderness of the medial and lateral epicondyle. Olecranon process is not tender. The examination of the hand and wrist reveals that there is normal inspection and palpation. No swelling, deviation, muscle atrophy, ulcer, wound, fractures are identified. No muscle weakness, you can say 4x5. However, there is no atrophy of thin or prominences. Range of motions are normal, grips are normal, reflexes are normal, sensations are intact, peripheral pulses are normal, and the Tinel's and Thalen sign are positive for the right wrist. Other than that, no positive finding. Examination of the right knee reveals no scar, erythema, effusion, and on palpation there is slight tenderness peripatellar with no swelling, asymmetry of Range of motions are normal, no crepitus, grinding noise, popping noise are heard, and range of motion is, flexion is 135 degrees, normal. Collateral ligaments are slightly tender, especially the medial collateral ligament. Motor power is normal, and valgus varus abnormality is absent. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is negative. McMurray sign, Steinman is positive, and patellar apprehension test was positive. In the diagnosis, please have the following diagnosis of the patient. S09.90XA, V89.2XFB, Z79.891, CNS R51, R42, S06.301A, nerves M79.2, M60.9, M54.0, right elbow M25.521, M75.20, hand M79.641, G56.01, lower extremities, the hip, the knee, right knee M25.561, M23.205, M23.202, M22.40, cervical spine M54.25, 0.20, 54.12, 53.82, S13.4, etc. In the lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5, etc. Secondary leg spine, M46.1, M90. M90.04, S33.5, etc. Plan of care for Eric Sanford comes from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. Non-narcotic physical therapy has been ordered for the patient to begin 3 times per week, focusing on lower back, mainly right shoulder, and right elbow, right knee, right wrist. 3 times per week with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training. Patient is advised home therapy also. In the work, in the disability, patient can work light duty 7 hours, 6 days for 7 pound restriction. Non-narcotic medication, Mobic 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect and healing. The flexural 7.5 milligram twice a day for, 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation and removing the spasm. LOL 50 milligram at night for sleep and GAD disorder, help and depression. Xanax 1 milligram at night for helping sleep, relaxation, and removal of anxiety. For control, narcotic pain medication, Tylenol with codeine number 3 is provided, 50 tablets for pain relief. Voltaren gel was also provided for topical pain relief. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. No records have been supplied to us yet. We have requested release of records. Intervention pain procedure, none are warranted. Surgical option, none are warranted. Neuropsych evaluation is not on the protocol right now. Patient has not reported major symptoms of TBI yet. So, not needed. Attended care, caseworker, referral to neurologist, not needed. Past medical records have been ordered. Released. Investigation, no new investigation is being ordered. DNA. Patient is ordered a lower back breast, tense unit, neck brace, brace for the right elbow, brace for the right knee, and the right shoulder to bring some healing for the patient. Education is yes. This follow-up visit in 30 days, direct contact here. Thank you.